You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. The short film Inhuman starts with a classic trope of high school movies. The not-as-pretty, not-so-popular girl turns out to be a lot more. In this case, something a lot more strange. The film premiered last week at the Cannes Film Festival Short Film Corner. University of Michigan student Haley Tibbenham wrote and directed Inhuman, and she joins us now. Haley, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
How did you come up with the idea for Inhuman?
So I was taking spring classes at the University of Michigan. I was taking a creative writing course with a playwriting element. It was basically just a prompt to write a scene between two characters. And if you've seen the movie, the final beach scene is what I came up with, a very early draft of it. And as soon as I wrote that scene, I knew I really loved these characters. I loved this story, and I thought there was something there. So I immediately told my teacher, I said, I think I want to make a short film out of this. I'd always been interested in film, but it was sort of a foreign medium. I'm a performer and a writer, but had never done any sort of film work before. So I said, I want to do this. She connected me with the right people to talk to over the next summer months. I basically just wrote many, many drafts, came up with one I was pretty happy with by the end of August. I sent it to my friends who are filmmakers at the university. They immediately responded saying that they loved it and they wanted to work on this project. So it all began happening very quickly. We just dove deep.
Sounds like it. The main character, Alice, is played by you. Alice is surrounded by high school friends who fail to appreciate who she is because she doesn't fit their image of beauty. In fact, they're just plain insulting and obsessed about how to improve Alice. What are you trying to show your audience?
I'm trying to show my audience like a mix of experiences I've had heightened in this sort of soapy high school world that I, you know, was sort of obsessed with as a kid. I really enjoyed shows like that, and I wanted to incorporate them into this story. And then I think it's sort of a reflection of a lot of the conversations that people have in their daily lives as young people. There's a lot of scrutiny around body image, and there is this raging debate about, you know, self-love and self-acceptance.
I'm fat, and I'm supposed to be constantly ashamed of it. Heaven forbid I be anything less than invisible. I will never understand what it means to be beautiful or desirable or loved.
And I wanted to show what that can feel like when it's directed at you and the sort of toll that it can take on a person.
I want to talk about the title because as I took it, it could be the title Inhuman, could be talking about the friends or, you know, the other part, the spoiler part. What does Inhuman mean?
So Inhuman is definitely a double entendre. As I was looking up, you know, different titles for the film, I was sort of struck by this word because it has synonyms that mean extraordinary and wonderful and like impossibly great. And then there's other synonyms that mean like horrible and terrifying and all of these really dark words. And I think that kind of perfectly sums up the duality that happens in this film.
So it turns out that Alice is inhuman. In what way?
Mm-hmm. Alice is actually a vampire. So the kind of setup to this film is that Alice is this seemingly jaded and insecure teenage girl. But in fact, this like sort of cover, I like to call it, or this veil of insecurity is just hiding the fact that she is actually a vampire.
You look the exact same as when you moved here 2 years ago. You refuse to have your picture taken.
So what?
You avoid mirrors like the plague.
And?
You don't go out in the sun, and I've never seen you eat.
Most of the kids at her school are too self-obsessed and shallow to see that, but through this sort of budding romance with a boy in her class, Alice gets found out.
What was it like to make your first film?
It was very overwhelming. I was talking to my family a few weeks ago, and I just sort of was thinking that I maybe would not have done this if I had known how much work it was going to be beforehand. That sounds bad when I say it, but it was an incredible amount of work, and it happened very quickly, and I had no choice but to go all in. I knew that I wanted to learn something from this process, and that this was the story I wanted to tell in this moment, and lucky for me, I had an incredible team of my friends, my peers, my professors, my family, who just supported me through this whole thing and continue to be the best people ever. So yeah, I had them, and then I just went for it.
What went through your mind when you got the invitation to show your film at the Cannes Film Festival Short Film Corner?
It was a pretty exciting morning. I got the email and immediately thought it was spam or some sort of sick joke.
A prince from Nigeria or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But I immediately called my mom, I called my team, and it was just the most exciting validation of all of this hard work we had done. You don't make films for other people, I think. You make them for yourself. And for me, I wanted to learn about filmmaking, and that was my goal here. But this was just like the cherry on top of everything, to know that it was recognized. So yeah, it was very humbling. I will mention that here at the festival, there is a brochure called World of Shorts, and Inhuman was actually featured in their Short Film Corner highlight section. So that was kind of a cool thing that I didn't know about until we got to the festival.
Will we be able to see the film somewhere online?
So the film has to stay private for now because of festival screenings. They need to like maintain the premiere status, but you will be able to see Inhuman at various festivals throughout the next year or so. And then after that, we plan on putting it online. So hopefully within the next year, it'll be public for everyone to see.
So your very first film is getting this level of attention. Do you have another project in mind?
Right now, I am working on several different projects. I have a big senior thesis coming up at the University of Michigan School of Music.
Well, you got time to make a film then, right?
Yeah. So I'm bouncing some ideas off of people right now. I don't have any certain project locked down at this moment. But yeah, I'm just trying to explore and see what I can come up with next. Yeah. So I will be waiting just like everyone else.
Well, Haley, again, congratulations. That's quite an honor.
Thank you so much.
Haley Tippenham is a student at the University of Michigan School of Music, Theater, and Dance. Her short film, Inhuman, premiered at the Cannes Film Festival Short Film Corner last week. Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.